Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's a special snowy Christmas edition of the Super Mega Podcast. It's Snowy Mega 2017.
Imagine how beautiful California would be if there was just a light glaze of snow.
Just a little bit. Well, there's plenty up north, but I wish down here in Southern California where we are, it would be fantastic if we got just a few snowflakes here and there.
But we don't. It just gets a bit nippy outside. Happy holidays to everyone.
Absolutely.
This is the special holiday snowy mega edition of the Super Mega Cast, aka episode 73. Okay, 73.
You know what, Ryan? It does snow in Southern California. It just snows ash from all the wildfires.
Yeah. Yes.
It's crazy.
Really bad fires.
Crazy fires everywhere. I want to talk about something. What is your give me your favorite Christmas song and your least favorite Christmas song?
I have a lot of favorites. Because it's hard to just pick one.
I do too, man.
I'd usually just pick Feliz Navidad because it always makes me feel happy.
That is one of my favorites as well. That's a fun one.
Frosty the Snowman's a good one. A Jingle Bell Rock's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
Jingle Bell Rock is a really good one. I think that might, when I think of Christmas, I'm like, that is like a quintessential, perfect all the way through Christmas song.
I agree with everything except one. I don't agree with Frosty the Snowman because that song has always made me anxious, and I don't know why.
Frosty the
Snowman. It gives me some weird kind of anxiety. I can't explain it. It just does.
Well, I used to watch the animated movie as a kid a lot.
That's a good movie.
Christmas season.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
I love Frosty, but I was scared as hell of Jack Frost. Or what's his name? Daddy Frost?
What are you talking about?
The snowman is a dad.
Daddy Frost?
What's it called, dude?
That sounds like some like porno.
It was Jack Frost, right? It was just called Jack Frost. Was that the movie?
Yeah. Where the dad becomes the snowman and it's like, blow this whistle and I'll come back as a snowman.
Yeah, exactly. And the kid blows the whistle and then the dad's like, oh, I'm a snowman. Help.
Certain it was Jack Frost.
Then at the end, it's like, I'm melting.
I forgot how it ends. Does he melt and die?
I'm not telling you.
Right. Come on. Just tell me, man.
No.
Damn it.
We got to watch it yourself.
I think that there's two ways to classify Christmas songs. You either turn it up when you hear it on the radio or turn it down. Like if you're driving, it's like, if Christmas music playing, I'll either turn a song down or turn it up.
Yeah.
And like, if I name some Christmas songs, could you tell me if you would turn that up or turn it down?
Well, I didn't give you my least favorite Christmas song.
We might have the same one. Do you want to say
probably
it at the same time?
Not. It's not the same one. Okay. I know what yours is. Mine is Santa Baby. Da,
oh, really?
Because it just doesn't give me Christmas thoughts. It's just like, that just sounds like it's from...
That's just a woman just begging for some cash.
Let me tell you what it sounds like. It sounds exactly like a scene in a movie where cartoons come to the real world and they go into this casino bar area and then they see one of their cartoon friends in a real life casino bar singing a song. That's the vibe it gives me. It doesn't give me any type of Christmassy vibe.
The fuck does that mean?
Baby.
I love that. Like, I totally get what you're talking about. I just don't know. It's so like, I don't know how you came to that conclusion, but I totally like, it makes total sense.
That's the vibe it gives me that specific
feeling.
It's so
feeling. Specific. That yeah, is so specific.
It is.
And I'm like, how did you even get to that specific like conclusion? It makes sense, though. It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel you. I have a couple of least favorites. Little Drummer Boy, because every time that comes on, I'm like,
that's a bad one.
What
I don't
is
like
this?
That one.
It's
yeah,
just like, that's all it is.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. It's just a bunch of people going, that's how it sounds. It's just like so basic and dumb.
I mean,
That's our cover of Little Drummer Boy. I hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
But for real, like, one of my other, I heard it recently, and it's got to be one of my least favorite of all time, is Dominic the Donkey. I don't even know how that's a Christmas
Dominic
song.
Dominic the Donkey.
I hate it. It's so bad.
Is it about the donkey that helped Joseph and Mary get to the stables or whatever?
It might be. I don't even know how it's a Christmas song.
Huh.
It's like it's kind of in the same vein as I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. It's just a really annoying Christmas song.
Okay. Well, what is your like favorite Christmas song?
It's gotta be Last Christmas by Wham.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day
you gave it away. You know, actually, when I was a kid, the line where it goes, "This year to save me from tears." As a kid, I always thought it said "this year" to Chevy Frontier.
Like it sounds truck. Like that would be from a commercial you heard in the background during the
and
holidays.
Like they used that song that said Chevy Frontier.
Chevy Frontier.
Yeah, it sounds
I'll give it to someone special. You know, fuck people who advertise cars as like Christmas presents. It's like, you know, there's a bunch of things on a Christmas list, like a T-shirt or a tie. But nowhere on a list do I find a car as being like, shit, gotta get dad a car for Christmas.
Unless you're like a millionaire. Like, yeah, how would I ever afford a car for someone as a Christmas present? Even if I was like married for 10 years, I'm like, honey, you ain't getting no car.
Merry Christmas, pops.
I'm gonna get you like a nice phone charger that's like a 10-foot cable. I'm not getting you a car.
Now, like, if I were rich and an adult, I would buy my dad a car for Christmas.
Yeah, if I had,
I'd buy
like
him a boat
dollars.
For Christmas. 100%.
Oh, like
but
if
we don't
if I
have
could,
millions
I
of dollars.
I guess those commercials are targeted towards people that have that kind of money. But seriously, Chevy, that is my idea. You cannot use that for a commercial. And if
seriously.
I find out that you use that for a commercial, there's going to be legal hell to pay. Trust me.
Yeah, we're going to get Ryan Phillips on your ass. Is
Who's
that
Ryan
his name?
Phillips?
Is that the video game attorney?
Ryan Morrison?
Him, yeah.
The video game attorney up against Chevy?
Yeah. It would be an at match for the century, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure. The video game attorney versus, like, a multi-billion dollar corporation that can afford the best lawyers. Like, a team of, like, 12 lawyers against the video game attorney. He's a nice guy, though. I've spoken to him. He's a nice dude.
He's a beautiful man.
He's got beautiful breasts. Got a beautiful set of just large, womanly breasts.
Like C or...
Pushing D.
Really, pushing that D.
But they're not like, they're not, they don't seem fake. They seem very real.
Okay.
Like very natural, perky breasts.
Mrs. Claus, how do you picture her in your mind?
I picture her as like an old white woman.
Yeah, just an
like,
old
like
granny.
Like an old white bitch.
With like those circle glasses that are really
yep,
small.
Yep, circular glasses or maybe rectangular glasses.
Yeah, she has her glasses. Hair up in a little bun.
She's got like curly white hair.
Yeah.
And she got them big pancake titties too.
What?
She has to, man. She's large in my mind. She's like, well, she's not large, but she's like, she's not thin either. She's kind of like just like 60-year-old woman who is a little overweight. That's how I see her.
Yeah.
Just like a large grandmother.
Like a thick
yeah.
emoticon that does this.
The little
the okay sign.
Okay sign with the hand. Yeah, I could see that. Definitely.
Man, Mrs. Claus is thick, you know?
She got those big, she has like big rosy cheeks like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Like she's stuffing nuts in her cheeks, like for the winter.
Like a chipmunk.
Yeah.
She's loading up on those nuts in her cheeks. And that's not a sexual joke, by the way. We're not making a sexual joke. We're just saying it'd be funny if Mrs. Claus literally just stuffed her cheeks full of nuts. Man, imagine if humans had the capability. You know how hamsters have like
big
cheeks?
Old pockets. It goes like
it goes
to
it
their
go all
neck,
the way
behind
to
their neck.
It can go all the way to their like the end of their back. I've seen it. It's unreal. Like you can pick up a hamster and it's like 50% food.
It's like you can feel the food in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's
and
good.
Shit.
It's gross.
I had two Chinese dwarf hamsters and I used to feel their cheeks a lot.
Like you could just give them food and they just keep taking it and keep taking it and keep taking it.
Yeah, but
that can kill them. Be careful.
Believe it or not, Chinese dwarf hamsters also have a big set of nuts that they drag along.
Yeah, they
the
do.
Floor.
I've seen them before. What I was saying was imagine if humans had that like cheek capability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, man, you're going to finish that? It's like, nah, I'll eat it later. And you could just like stick like a whole like half a...
And then you have like this like tumor looking thing in your neck. You're like,
yeah, dude, I was just saying.
It's half a club sandwich, saving it for later.
And all of a sudden you just go... During a movie, just...
Oh, God.
It's a bit soggy.
Like you've seen them, when they pull it back out, it's like... Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Man, if humans could do that, that'd be the grossest shit. That's making me want to gag just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love hamsters, man. I love hamsters so much. I think they're like the cutest little rodents. They're a pain to take care of.
They can't
pull
a sleigh.
And they smell so bad.
Can't pull no sleigh, though.
They definitely can't. I don't know. If you got enough of them, maybe.
When you think of Christmas, what are your favorite Christmas movies?
Favorite Christmas movies? I
like
love
classics.
Elf for sure. I love Elf.
Okay.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
I really love A Christmas Story. Gotta
yes,
watch
A
that
Christmas
every
Story
year.
Is wonderful.
That's fantastic.
It is one of the best Christmas movies.
Oh, by far. That's like the classic Christmas. It's not the classic. Yeah. It is one of the classic Christmas movies.
I know a lot of people say Die Hard, I think.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Because it takes
some
place
reason.
In the holiday season.
Oh, I thought you were making a bit. That's actually like,
oh, I
people
think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like it's like, oh, my Christmas movies. Don't
how is that? Just because it takes place during the holidays?
Yeah, just because it's like a...
Same with like Love Actually. I really like Love Actually. It's not a Christmas movie. It just takes place during Christmas.
Isn't that like one of those cheesy movies where like a dude stands outside with like signs and is like, I love
yeah.
you. I love you, baby.
Yeah, it does.
The Christmas movies that I think about, though...
Moving on, yeah.
That I go back to and watch every year would be... You know, A Christmas Story.
Yep.
Eddie
Murphy.
Yeah, no.
Eddie Murphy's A Christmas Story.
Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the live-action Grinch movie.
Yeah.
Tim Allen's The Santa Claus.
Wait, was that directed by Ron Howard?
I don't know.
The Santa Claus, the Grinch.
Yeah, that was directed by Ron Howard.
Nice.
There's a fourth one. I'm kidding. God. But those are the movies that I'm like, Christmas.
I have more. Well, man, I gotta watch Charlie Brown every year. That's like a given.
I've never enjoyed Charlie Brown as a cartoon.
What?
I've never enjoyed
it's so
it.
Classic,
I always
dude.
Thought it was boring and stupid. And I never liked it.
Dude, he's such a depressive little fucker.
I just like watched The Christmas Story and I got bored. No, sorry. I watched the Christmas Charlie Brown special. Christmas Story is great.
That like Charlie Brown, all the holiday specials are so close to my heart because I watched them so much as a kid. So it's like, when those come on, I have to watch it on TV. It can't be on Netflix. Like, I gotta watch it on TV whenever it airs. I gotta make cookies and watch it.
It's like, none of the kids' emotions match what they should be. Like, it's like, jeez! It sounds like sarcastic emotion.
Gee whiz. Christmas is gonna be the worst Christmas yet.
Dude! But
from a different time. It's from, like, the 60s, I think.
I have to say, I do like the style, and I like the music in Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Oh, dude.
I just don't like... I've never enjoyed Charlie Brown.
I get that. I mean, he's, like, he's such a negative, pessimistic little dude. Like, he's just like, well, another Christmas, come and gone. I'm still battling with crippling depression.
And Snoopy's, like, a little portion of it.
He's kind of like... Snoopy's kind of like the prototype of Brian Griffin.
Yeah.
I remember I had a friend who was like, I had a friend who like wasn't into pop culture growing up and he didn't, you know, he kind of just wasn't into any of that stuff. And I remember we were friends on like Nintendo Wii's network. And I remember one day he sent me a Mii and it was Brian Griffin and he had named it Snoopy. And I was like, aw, he doesn't know. He's out of the loop of pop culture because I don't think he was allowed. I don't know. But like, oh man. Like, it was so sweet. I don't even remember. I love Charlie Brown, dude. It's so good. Like, I totally get where you're coming from. But for me, it's the nostalgia thing. I think if I watched it now, I'd be like, man, that sucked. But just because it's so nostalgic to me, I gotta watch it.
Yeah. I have no nostalgia for Charlie Brown. It's not something that I watched.
That explains it then. My mom and my sister and my dad, we'd all, like, watch it as a family. And that was really nice. So I think that's why.
I have a nostalgia for the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie.
Oh, all those claymated ones I do.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Where Santa's like just a skinny, regular looking dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of punky. Sorry, and, chunky.
And punky. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That one.
Yeah.
Where he's like, he's just, he reminds me of a claymation version of Ewan McGregor. He just looks like Ewan McGregor as like a claymation person.
Really?
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what he looks like. It's exactly how he looks and sounds. Just like a Ewan McGregor claymation person.
You know, it's kind of, because I know a lot of people enjoy, for example, like, The Nightmare Before Christmas as a Christmas movie. I didn't watch that until I was in high school, so I don't have that nostalgia for it.
I don't either, but here's the debate, Ryan. Is that a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
It's both, I guess.
That's more weird.
It's more Halloween aesthetic, but, like, with a Christmas
it
background.
It can't be both! People are like, it's both! I'm like, I don't, that's so weird. Like, how can it be? They're two different holidays.
Yeah.
I see it as a Halloween movie.
There's one more Christmas movie that I forgot to, that I was like, whoa, that I watched every, that I still watch every year.
What?
Pretty much. Home Alone. Just the Home Alone 1 and 2 I'll watch every year.
I always forget that that's a Christmas movie. It definitely is. That's one of those movies where it's kind of like a gray area where it's like, it's a Christmas movie, but it also can just be a regular movie.
Yeah.
If you just like want to watch it anytime during the rest of the year.
But it always focuses around like the winter holiday season. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Home Alone. Good old Home Alone.
But Home Alone 1 is great. Home Alone 2
has our president in it. He's in it.
He does have our president
in
it.
He is in it, man.
Well, it does have our president in it, but it also has that scene where he's an inflatable, he has like an inflatable blow-up doll, and he has it in the shower, and he's pretending that that's someone showering or something. I can't remember actually how he makes it look, but he's like, get out of here, you filthy animal, and a happy new year. And then the guy shoots the Tommy gun, and then like, Tim Curry and the other staff are like, oh, he's actually shooting a gun. Get down.
Wait, Tim Curry's in it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that movie in so long. I forgot.
Nigel Thornberry.
I forgot everything about
And Pennywise the Clown.
Yeah, dude.
Also, he was in Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I've never seen in my life.
Yes, he was, wasn't he? I haven't seen that either. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Eggnog, Ryan. You like it?
Never had it.
What?
Have you never had eggnog? Never tried eggnog.
Dude, eggnog is...
Is it just milk?
No.
Is it like milky?
Dude, I'm gonna make you try it soon.
Is it alcoholic milk?
It can
is
have
it
alcohol
sweet?
In it. It's very sweet. It's very sweet.
Ooh.
It can have alcohol, but...
Is it creamy like milk? Like
it's
that
very
type
creamy.
Of, that...
It's incredibly creamy.
Ooh.
It's like... I don't know what it is. It has to do with like... It's like cream with like eggs and nutmeg, and it's very sweet. It's very thick. It's like really, it's a really thick drink. Like
whenever I see it in pop culture, it's like people drinking eggnog and then they get a little tipsy. They're like, ooh. Because
that's the adult version of eggnog.
What's in the eggnog?
It's, I think, my aunt and uncle make homemade eggnog and they make it with like some kind of whiskey or something. And it's so good. It's incredible. Like they just whip it up from scratch. It takes like 3 weeks to make.
Damn.
And when I was there, I had some, and it was, like, incredible. I had it every night. It was awesome.
Is any store eggnog good that
yeah,
you'd recommend?
I think store eggnog's good.
Like,
I don't know
do
if
you
there's,
have any brand
I don't think
recommend?
There's a specific brand. It's all, usually eggnog's just, like, store brand. Whatever store is carrying it has their own brand of eggnog.
Like, when you think of good milk, you think of Horizon.
Yeah, I think of Horizon, at least. Horizon organic whole milk. It's good. I think Horizon... Dude, if Horizon makes eggnog, I gotta get some of that.
They might make eggnog.
I don't know. A lot of people don't like eggnog, though. So
why? If it's sweet and creamy, it sounds like a good dessert kind of side.
Honestly, I feel like some people don't like it simply because it has egg in the name. So that just kind of turns them off. They're like, eggnog. Like, it doesn't sound, it's not a very appetizing name, eggnog.
But it's a very appetizing drink.
I personally think so. I actually did not like it for a while until probably like 4 or 5 years ago when I really started to like it. And now I love it. It has a bit of like a, kind of like a gooey. Like a little bit gooey texture, and I think that might be why some people don't like it.
I don't care about the texture, I care about the taste.
The taste is incredible, man. I feel like if you would take a sip of eggnog, remember when you had your first pumpkin pie, and then you were like, you were just buying pumpkin pies left and right?
I bought a pumpkin pie almost every day and
ate it.
Dude,
you just went out and just like, I was like, Jesus Christ, another one? And you just come back from the store and like, I got another pumpkin pie.
Now, like, before it's just like, oh, Ryan just buys a bunch of pumpkin pies. I was 21 at the time.
21?
I didn't mean to say it like that. I was, like, thinking at the same time. But I was 21 at the time, I think.
Yeah.
And I've never had pumpkin pie. And so Matt and Mark at the time, because we were living with Mark, they were like, you gotta have pumpkin pie.
Because it's amazing. Pumpkin pie's the best.
I tried it, and I was like, oh my God, this is delicious.
It's amazing.
And like, we put whipped cream on it, had it with a side of milk. And then I would go out probably every 2 to 3 days to buy another pie.
And you just, I'd come back and I'd be like, is this the same one? Or like, did you actually eat a whole nother pumpkin pie?
It was good.
No, dude, I am in no way shaming you for that. Because you can only really get them good one time of the year.
Like, imagine this. This was the scene at the time, okay? I'm not saying this to show off or whatever. But the scene was, I had a plate of pumpkin pie. Put some whipped cream on that. Remember that back porch we had with Mark?
Yeah, dude.
That had the beautiful
that
view of LA at
beautiful.
Night.
Beautiful.
Eating that at night while you're sitting in warm clothes.
Dude, and, I had some too. That was amazing.
And you just smoked a little bit.
No. No.
But it's pumpkin pie. I didn't get any last year. I missed it.
Did you have any this year?
I haven't had any this year.
So you missed it twice.
Wait, I missed it? Well, I thought it was for Christmas.
I mean, you can. The prime time, though, is like November.
No.
That is like pumpkin pie time.
Okay.
I mean, you could probably still go get it.
Yeah.
It goes really good with coffee. And it also goes, you could drink eggnog with pumpkin pie. That might be too much richness all in one thing, though, you know?
You think like eggnog goes well with a chocolate cake?
No, that's too much rich. Like, eggnog is really rich. Like, you cannot drink a lot of eggnog because it's so sweet and so thick. You know how, like,
I
certain
love me
icing,
some milk and chocolate cake.
Yeah,
though.
Milk and chocolate cake, beautiful combination. In fact, milk goes great with most, like, you know, milk goes good with a PB&J. You know, anything, like, rich milk goes good with that.
You know, every time my mom or my grandma used to make all my cakes, every time they'd ask, what does Ryan want for a cake? It would always be chocolate on chocolate. And then, now, recently, I'm like, that's just way too much chocolate
right?
all at once. And as an adult, I've grown to just like vanilla cake with chocolate icing. That is always going to be my favorite
cake. I agree with you.
And, you know, cheesecake doesn't count as cake. Like, it's its own thing. It's cheesecake. It's not cake.
It's not cake.
It's cheesecake.
I agree with you on that. It is not cake.
It's its own fucking thing.
You know how, like, Boston cream pie is not a pie? And it's not really a cake. It's kind of like its own thing.
Yeah.
Cheesecake is not a cake.
Like a turkey club isn't a big wooden instrument that you bash people over the skull with in
it's
early
just
times.
What you call it. Coffee, like black coffee, goes really well with like pumpkin pie. Because
I'm still not a coffee man.
You don't have to be a coffee man. I do feel like one day you will be. I feel like one day there will come a point when your body will be like, maybe I need coffee, and you'll start drinking it, and then you'll become a coffee person.
It's going to be fully when I quit cigarettes, probably.
Yeah. Replace it.
Will bring me back into cigarettes, because someone's going to be like, dude, you have not had coffee and then a cigarette. That is how I start my morning every morning.
That's a bad way
I
to start
ash it
your
into
morning.
My coffee.
You ash it in. Oh, man. I don't even smoke the cigarette. I just light it, and I ash it, and I mix it up in my coffee.
It's like a fucking wafer cracker, bro.
You dip it and eat it like a little Biscoff cookie.
You smoke and go, dip it and take a bite, then you light it up again. Oh, God. That makes me want to gag thinking about
disgusting.
It.
That's disgusting.
Okay, you know, in my car, my ashtray, this was back in South Carolina, was a small bottle of Diet Pepsi. One time I went and I took a swig and I'm like,
no!
What's in my mouth? And I look at it and like, I'm like, I realize, oh! and I had almost swallowed it. And I'm like, oh, and I had to pull the car over because I thought I was just going to be sick. If I didn't know that cigarettes were in there, it would have been fine.
Man, that's fucking gross.
But I'm just picking because like the tobacco is loose in there and it's like all soggy and the paper is like.
Oh, good Lord, that is so gross.
It was fucking disgusting.
Man, but I like black coffee with pumpkin pie because, black coffee goes like amazing. Well,
black
it doesn't have
coffee.
To be black, just coffee. I like coffee black, but you can mix it with like a pastry or like cake or pie or something sweet because it's like two clashing flavors. It's like super bitter and then super sweet, and it makes the sweet stuff taste even sweeter because your mouth is like bitter. And then you take a bite of something sweet and you get that like release of
like how
sweetness.
People like red wine with their dessert.
Yeah, exactly.
Even
kind
though
of
they
the same
make
thing.
Dessert wine. And I'm like, does that mean the wine's a dessert or the wine pairs well with dessert? Because dessert wines are usually sweet and I don't think you would pair that with a sweet dessert. You usually want red wine, which is bitter, right?
Yeah, I think red wine. I mean, I think dessert wine is probably dessert wine. Like it's wine served as dessert because I have had dessert wine and it's like so unbelievably sweet. It's like.
Like the Dekaji that I like.
Yeah. It's like grape juice. It's like.
It's really good, but
Jesus.
That is dessert in a wine.
Like I take a sip and my mouth hurts. That's how eggnog is if you have, like, that's why you can't drink a lot of eggnog at once, because it's just too rich. Like, you wouldn't drink a Coca-Cola with chocolate cake, you know, because that's too much, like, sweetness. That's why you wouldn't have eggnog with chocolate cake.
Tell me this. This will probably, I'll let you know whether this means I like it or not, probably.
Okay.
Would an eggnog ice cream flavor taste good?
Yeah, and they have that.
In a cone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then why? Of course.
They have eggnog. They have eggnog milkshakes. That's pretty popular.
I can't think of a creamy beverage I don't enjoy.
Yeah. All right. Then you would definitely like, dude, we should get you some eggnog.
Yeah.
ASAP,
okay. Man. I see you typing that comment. Stop that shit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like semen.
Stop it. Cancel it. Or if I caught you, admit to it and post it here. You dumbass.
Like stop typing exactly where you were and then post that. And then underneath put like Ryan caught me.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh man, that's, yeah, you got him, dude. You are the
roast master,
the joke police, and you fucking nailed them. They're dead, dude.
Nailed
dead
them on a rights. Cross.
Got him. Nope. You got him dead to rights.
Well, anyone can be nailed to a cross.
Do you like fruitcake?
Never had it because the stigma was always, it's like solid as a brick and I don't like fruit. So why would I want a bunch of fruit and bread?
You don't like fruit?
I like apples and bananas, but banana bread's good, but I don't want apples in my bread.
Apple bread actually sounds pretty good.
Ugh. See, dude. I think the texture of apples doesn't go well with pie, so whenever I have apple pie, I'm like, ooh, this is weird.
I feel you on that, actually, because I don't like the crunch of, like, I don't like how it's soft and crunchy, but if you have good apple pie, then it's like,
yeah, like, if you, like homemade. If you mush in the apple to where it becomes part of the, kind of like custard, I guess.
That's good, but I also like homemade apple pie, even when it's kind of crunchy, like, if it's homemade, it's, ooh, it's good. I already have a feeling, though, you would not like fruitcake. I just know for a fact that if you have fruitcake, you will not like it.
Probably wouldn't like it.
Like, I could probably bet $5,000 on the fact that you would not like fruitcake.
Okay. Like, well, I'm not gonna bet you on it.
Let me tell you what it is. I don't know what's in the actual cake itself.
Is it actually solid? Like, when it's a joke in movies, it's like you throw it at something and it doesn't break.
I think, like, a bad fruitcake is. Like, one that's not of good quality. They're pretty hard to begin with, though, but it's like a...
Are they fluffy or something?
No, they're not. They're, like, they're pretty firm.
Okay.
But, like, basically, it's got maraschino cherries. You know those, like, cherries that, like, you put on top of, like...
I don't like cherries
anyways.
Like,
sundaes and stuff? Those?
Hate those.
It's got those.
Give me the willies. I hate them.
But not just red ones. It's got green ones, too. Like, dyed green ones. Those are in it. It's got nuts in it. And it's got some other stuff. I don't know what else is in it. But that's what's in a fruitcake. I actually enjoy fruitcake.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think fruitcake is bad. People hate it. Most people hate it. I didn't like it when I was a kid. And then when I was in like 7th or 8th grade, I had some more. And I was like, this ain't too bad. So I actually do. If offered fruitcake, I will eat it. I like it.
Well, my grandmother makes the anti-fruitcake. It's rum cake.
Rum cake? Never had rum cake.
So good.
What's rum cake?
It's just, I don't know how to explain it. Here, I want Google to explain it for me.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Google, show me rum cake.
Rum cake, definition. So fucking good. Oh, I'm looking at some rum cake right now. A rum cake is a type of dessert cake which contains rum. There you go, Matt.
What a definition, man.
I was seeing if it would help me explain the flavor. Because it's not just rum, but it's really nice. It has this like slight sting to it. I don't know.
That's like when
is rum-like, but yeah. It's I don't know how to explain. I wish I could explain the taste.
That's like when you go in the dictionary to look up a definition of a word. I mean, it literally just like says the word in the definition. Like, well, that didn't help me at all.
Well, just imagine like a cake, and then imagine if there was some type of way you could make it not so soggy, but still moisten that cake a little bit with rum. And then add sugar into that and
that
other stuff.
Good, man.
It's really good,
dude. You get
and a red velvet cake. I don't know. I've grown out of red velvet.
I have never liked red velvet. It's just chocolate.
I liked it for a little bit. It's a little different than chocolate.
Well, how is it different?
It's it can't be the same thing. It has a different flavor.
I thought it's the same thing. Just a red food coloring.
It says all used red food coloring. The reaction of acidic vinegar and buttermilk tends to better reveal the red, blah blah blah, and cocoa, and keeps the cake moist, light, and fluffy. This natural tinting may have been the source for the name red velvet, as well as devil's food.
Is there anything different between a... Because I was told that red velvet is literally just chocolate with red food coloring.
Sounds like a myth.
Siri, is red velvet and chocolate cake the same thing?
What kind of place are you looking
for? I'm not looking for anywhere, Siri! Stop it! Oh, well, tell us in the comments, guys. Let us know. Is it the same thing? Is it different? I don't know.
First, chocolate cake and red velvet differ vastly in their respective amounts of cocoa powder. The first contains more than the latter. The latter contains enough to deepen color. Pancake mix instead of flour? No. The acid component of red velvet, in proportion to the baking soda, don't tamper with it. I don't know what this guy's saying.
He's getting all scientific about cakes.
All I know
shit,
is
like
they taste a little different to me. They taste definitely different.
Well, I have never liked red velvet.
Well, do you like chocolate cake?
I love chocolate cake.
Then why wouldn't you like red velvet if your theory's correct?
God, I don't know. It's just not appealing to me. I don't know if it's the color or what. I just don't like it.
If your theory is correct, it should taste exactly the same.
Yeah, but I just don't like it. I think it's the red coloring. It turns me off. It's like a weird burgundy color.
I think the icing on red velvet is usually probably what brings out the flavoring.
Like, you could put chocolate, like, I think if chocolate on red velvet would probably be good, but it's like, that just looks weird. It's like chocolate and then red. It's like, yeah. It just makes me think of blood, I guess.
Well, in the comments section, debate, whatever.
Just do it. Just fucking do it or something. Man. Do you ever get, like, day after Christmas depression?
Yeah, because I'm like, because then it's just, you're waiting for the next year to start.
Yeah, then it's just like, all the festivities are over. Well, now it's that, like, there's that one week where it's, like, the week from Christmas until New Year's, where it's just, you're kind of just waiting, like, the most uneventful week of the year. There's just nothing there, it's just...
Luckily,
you know,
I think I'm going to be visiting one of my friends back in South Carolina and spending probably like 3 to 4 days with them.
Nice.
So a good high school friend of mine.
Cool.
So I think that'll be pretty busy. But I think once I get back and I'm here alone,
nice.
Without anybody.
Nice. You'll have Lego, right?
Yeah.
You'll have your big stinking pooch.
I will have my big stinking pooch. But then I think that's really when it kicks in because it's a new year. Super Mega will be on a momentary, I guess,
a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know. I mean, we'll talk about it more in the next podcast because the next podcast is the last one of the year. So we'll wrap some things up. But we're like we did last year, we're just going to take a little shorter than last year, but we're going to take a 10-day break where we're just from the 1st of January until I think we come back on the 11th. And we'll be back with podcast episode 75. We'll return with a podcast. So we're just going to take a little break during that time. Just a heads up now so you can plan accordingly if you plan your life around Super Mega Uploads.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot. It's already in the middle of the week. I'm actually very proud of this Snowy Mega season.
Yeah.
Like, because we've recorded everything that we need to, almost. And I hope you all are enjoying it because I really like it. I really liked recording it.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun recording just like all the stuff for Snowy Mega. I had a really good time. A lot of fun recording.
Bring that Taco Bell.
Mm. I'm taking a sip of this
Mountain Dew.
This Baja Blast. It's not bullshit, Ryan. It's good soda.
I've never... Let me taste some of
that. Taste it, man. That's Baja Blast. Ryan's tasting his first sip of Baja Blast.
That it tastes like it tastes like it's a melted icy.
Yeah, it totally does.
Like it feels like this flavor goes more in line with an icy than a beverage.
Mm. And that's why they have the icy at Taco Bell. Like the Ooh. I don't like the icy though. I like just the drink. I've had so much Baja Blast in my life, it's not even funny. Like, I've had an unfathomable amount of Baja Blast, like, too much, where I probably have terrible cavities just because when I was in high school, I drank so much Baja Blast. It's my insides are probably all mush because of how much Mountain Dew I've had.
Really?
Yeah. I've had quite a lot.
You should do that. You're dissolving your insides. And you need those insides to work that long body of yours.
It's a long body, I do have to say.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, what my wingspan is. Not wingspan. I wonder what, like, my... If I stretch my arms.
That's a wingspan.
I don't have wings, though.
Doesn't matter.
In my past life, I did. And sometimes I could still feel the phantom pains in them. Ow, you're sitting on my wings!
Phantom pain.
Like, that's what the phantom pain is about. It's about, like, he's a furry. And
it's about Big Boss coming to terms with his phantom wings.
Oh, man, like... Is this not as long as my body? My no, of course not. How long is okay, Ryan, I'm gonna stand up. How long is my span of my from finger to finger?
Probably from your shoulder to the ground.
My shoulder to the ground. Damn.
It might I don't know, that's you got a pretty large span.
Damn, I want to measure myself now.
I would be afraid if I were attacked by you.
Why?
You're a towering just
But
just,
I'm so thin.
Yeah, but that makes you more scary.
Does that, in a fight, like, latch is that intimidating?
You know how, like, when a spider latches onto, like, a finger and it just, Like, that's how I feel like you'd latch onto someone. Just, like, use your legs and arms and latch onto them and start pounding on them and crawl around their body.
Like, slithering and spiraling around them?
Yeah.
Because I always saw myself as if I got into a fight, I would never be intimidating because I'm so thin. I'm so skinny. It's like, oh, of course I could take this guy.
She's got those limbs. It's like... I don't know where the touch will be coming from.
You don't know where the limbs are going to go, man.
Yeah, exactly.
One second they're here, another second they're 2 miles behind you.
You can use those things to run, I bet.
Dude, you've never seen me run.
I've never seen you run.
You should, dude, see these legs, man?
Look at those.
When I need to run, yeah? I could take these, okay, these scrangly little things and just... Like, I do say I can run very fast.
Someone needs to take motion of you and add those, like, insect sound effects from the Discovery Channel onto them. Like the spider legs and the ants and shit.
Just like,
like when you're eating, make it like when an ant's eating a caterpillar.
Oh, God. I haven't had the opportunity to, like, run fast in a really long time because, A, I haven't needed to. B, I haven't had the open space to do it. And C, every time I run fast, I'm scared I'm going to hurt myself. Because I'm like, my legs are going to snap, I'm going to fall and, like, break my jaw, or I'm just going to pull a muscle because I'm running so fast.
Dude, you were born to live in Africa.
Just, like, on the
just
great...
Just be in the savannah.
The savannah, like, chase my prey.
Like, exactly!
I see a gazelle and I'm just like...
You latch onto it and start punching it.
I leap and just, like, you know, those limbs wrap around. I just... suck out all of its insides. Just...
Love to see a Natural Geographic thing of, you know, you've seen, like, crocodiles and hippopotamuses fight. Yeah. I want to see Matt and a crocodile going head to toe, toe to toe.
Going head to toe.
Head to toe.
I'm just sucking on his toes.
Would that confuse him in a fight?
The crocodile's
like, damn.
No, I don't think that
No one's ever done that shit before.
Whoa, dude, do you think animals have, like, dude, do you think animals have fetishes?
Like kinks and shit?
Yeah.
Sure, a lot of monkeys have, like, voyeur.
Really?
Because they, like, watching each other, like, oh, damn.
Do you think monkeys have, like, foot fetishes and shit?
I don't know.
Like, it's gotta be possible. Because
are there videos? There's videos of monkeys giving each other blowjobs and shit.
Oh, dude, if you dig deep enough, yeah, there are.
So, you know, you can find anything.
Monkeys gotta have crazy... Dude, imagine, like, a huge orangutan with a foot fetish. And like you're going on a safari and you come across
good grip.
Yeah, dude. And he's like, he's like, you see like an orangutan sucking another one's toes and you're just like, oh, damn. Do they do that during like how does a monkey sound when it's having sex?
They just most of the time they're silent. When you watch videos, they're just
that makes it sound like you've watched videos.
I have.
Not even gonna deny it.
I'm not. I've seen monkeys having sex.
I've seen my fair share of monkey sex.
I've seen turtles having sex. They go
see, okay, so if turtles make sounds, why don't monkeys make sounds? Because humans make sounds, of course. And monkeys
make a lot of sounds.
Cats are like, I could imagine monkeys just be like,
I just picture just,
fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck my monkey pussy.
Did that monkey just say fuck yeah?
Yeah, just like,
dude, I swear
seriously,
I heard
guys,
it.
Look up. Everyone looks and it's like, it's just like,
everyone looks away. He's like, oh, fuck,
God, take this dick. And there's the female's like, I enjoy this tight monkey pussy. This dude's like, what the fuck,
guys? Look,
they look, and it's just like, yeah.
But dude, but that doesn't make sense because if there were two monkeys fucking, you know, everyone would be watching. They wouldn't be looking away, dude. If I was at the zoo and I saw two monkeys fucking, I'd be like, I'm watching this all the way until completion.
You've seen a video of monkeys fucking? They do some shit, dude.
You know, no, I've seen monkeys like jerking off and stuff and like playing with feces, but I actually have never seen a video of monkeys having sex.
Really?
I'm just coming to that realization. That's something where like I thought that I would have, but now that I'm thinking back, I have never seen monkeys having sex.
I'll send Matt some gifts of monkey fucking.
Please don't do that. It's like the
say
the,
Merry Christmas, Matt.
The days leading up to Christmas,
monkeys fucking. Like, that's all it's gonna be in your fucking
like. I want to check my ads and be like, oh, let's see, like how Twitter is leading up to Christmas, and it's gonna be monkeys fucking.
It's just gonna be Merry Christmas, Matt, with a gif of monkeys fucking.
Man, speaking of monkeys fucking, I hope all you fellas out there have been going strong on Destroy Dick December. For those of you who don't know what that is,
masturbating every day.
Yeah, but it's the opposite of No Nut November. That's where. On December 1st, you got to jerk off one time. On the 2nd, you got to jerk off twice. On December 31st, you jerk off 31 times in one day. And the way that works, sorry, that's my alarm to empty my cat's litter box. The way that works is by the end of December, you will have nutted 496 times. Or, alternatively, for weak soldiers, it may be wise to nut 16 times each of these 31 days, which still equals 496, but you're not technically completing the challenge.
Okay.
I've been going strong on it. It's currently December 10th.
How many jack-offs you got down today?
10, because it's December 10th.
Okay. You finished them quick in the morning.
Yeah, dude, before I get up, I just bam, 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 bam. Just pump them out, man.
Yeah.
That's a joke, by the way, guys. I'm not doing Destroy Dick December. I don't think anyone's doing Destroy Dick December. Like,
there's one guy that thinks he's a part of this wonderful community. Like, it's the only community he feels welcomed in.
It's like, finally something I'm good at.
This one poor soul is just really just... He's going to have to go to a doctor's office because they're going to have to get his dick off because it's going to be black and swollen.
It's like bruised and, like, falling
like,
off.
Sir, what did you do to your dick?
He's battling, like, the worst depression of his life because of how many times he comes.
But he's in there. He's proud. He's just, like, with his head up in the air, just, I did him proud.
The doctor's like, what the fuck did you do to your penis? And he's like, it's called Destroy Dick December. And he's, like, flexing his muscles a little bit.
Why don't you read a book?
It's like, we're going to have to amputate your cock.
Excuse me?
Doc, have you ever heard of Destroy Dick December? Yeah, I didn't think so. It's only for us enlightened folk. Man, dude, like, honestly, real talk, if you did Destroy Dick December, what day could you get to? I honestly don't think I'd be able to make it past 4.
I'm going to say I could make it to 7.
Damn!
I'm confident I could make it to 7.
That's crazy, dude.
If I tried my hardest.
That's admirable.
I feel like I could make it to 7.
Guys, in the comments, let us know what day you can make it to.
Don't do that.
Okay, don't do that. But all I'm saying is this comes out, like, December, like, 20-something. Like, if you're going strong, guys... You stop. That's like a health hazard.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Oh, God.
He's listening. He's like, because I'm doing it so much, I have to do it right now to stay on schedule.
He's like, he's just like drinking a coffee in the morning. It's no longer just like a really like kind of aggressive act or anything. Like, he's just like, No, you go, Super Mega Boys. Yes, yes, yes. Daddy likes.
I honestly think by day 20, you got to just have these aggressive, just like, oh, I got it. I just want to get it done.
You got to learn, like, you go on Craigslist and it's like, I need someone to come to my house. And I'm going to be strapped to a bed, and you're going to have to squeeze my udders and milk me dry.
That's not destroyed dick, because destroyed dick is jerking off. If someone else is doing it, that's just having sexual deviancy.
Fuck, you're right.
Like, you have to do it yourself. Like, you got it. It's by your own hand, man.
I could imagine a montage of this to the Saw theme music.
That's four times shy of 500 times in 1 month.
If someone really wanted to go the extra mile, they could say, I jerked off 500 times. I think it's physically impossible to actually complete Destroy Dick December.
You cannot jerk off 31 times in one day.
No. Especially if you've been draining the lagoon, like, all throughout the month.
Dude, if you've been draining the swamp all month, there's no way you can do that, man. I'm serious. I wonder what the world record for someone that jerked off the most in one day. And not for trying to complete, like, a challenge. Like, someone that literally is just addicted to jerking off. And they just jerk off nonstop all day. There's people out there that I'm sure they just jerk off and look at porn like 10, 11 hours a day. Like, their entire waking existence is looking at porn and jerking off.
Yeah.
Like, extreme porn addicts. No, I just remembered I watched an MTV special. It was a True Life. And it was like, I'm addicted to porn. And this guy was like, I watch 7 to 8 hours of porn a day. And I was like, holy shit.
Does he just watch it or does he do anything?
Sometimes he watches. Like, most of the day he just watches it. Like, he doesn't jerk off. He just
speakers on and everyone just has to walk around the house like, it's an addiction, just like alcohol addiction.
And he went out to lunch with his, like, sister and his dad and was talking to him about it. And, like, his house.
Did he pull it up on his phone and he's like, wow.
Just watching it at lunch. There's people out there that, like, watch it when they're out with family. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Watch it when you're out with family. Hey, but I ain't judging. As long as you're doing Destroy Dick December.
Represent, homie.
Guys, please don't do that. Like, you will die.
It's a health hazard. I'm not sure you'll die, but it's definitely a health hazard.
I imagine that would cause you some extreme depression because the whole dopamine thing. That would really
upset stomach. Tired. That's the theme song, right?
Depression, upset
severe
stomach.
Depression.
Pepto-Bismol helps many things, including upset stomach, diarrhea, and depression.
Severe depression. So,
dude, if Pepto-Bismol could cure depression, like, if you were depressed, you could just take some Pepto-Bismol. Fuck, that'd be awesome. Imagine that.
Just feel good all the time.
No more to... Well, actually, I'm pretty sure there is something that does that, and it's just an illegal drug.
Cocaine?
Yeah, cocaine would probably do that, but that would probably... I wasn't thinking any specific drug, but that would definitely do that. Guys, here at Super Mega, we just want to say, do drugs.
Don't, though.
Ryan, come on.
Unless they're...
What, are you uncool?
Unless they're cool.
Yeah, they gotta be cool drugs.
Yeah.
Don't do any uncool drugs. Do cool drugs.
You know what drugs aren't cool?
What?
See, I can't think of any.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's why you guys should all do drugs. Seriously, I feel like just legally, because
there's a precedent.
Don't do drugs. We're fucking joking. Drugs are bad. Don't do them. Holy.
And if you want to take whatever we said out of context, can you please include this part?
Please keep this part in the context. Yeah. Don't just cut out the part where we say do drugs, because that's not true. There is more to the story. There's more. That is not being listened to. If you only cut out, please do drugs.
Drugs is not something we want to be associated with unless they're cool.
That's our new catchphrase. In 2016, it was yes, 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 daddy likes. Now, in 2018, please do drugs.
That's it. That's the new meme.
Super Mega, please do drugs.
I'm actually afraid that they're just going to force it. I don't know, if you force something like that, does it work?
I feel like if you force something like that, you'd probably be doing some bad, because then what if they're impressionable people?
Yeah.
And then they see everyone saying, please do drugs, they're like, hey, this whole fan base thinks it's cool, I'm gonna do drugs. And then they do drugs, and they get themselves into a world of pain and addiction, and that's not a world you want to enter. Yeah. Trust me. Trust me, that made it sound like I know,
yeah.
I don't know, but what I'm saying is, don't do it. I'm not addicted to drugs. I promise.
Okay. So are there any more Christmas topics you'd like to discuss about?
Hell yeah.
Like how Harry Potter is also known as some Christmas movies. People think of the first Harry Potter film. It feels very Christmassy. It's Christopher Columbus, so it has that whimsical vibe. What do you mean?
Christopher Columbus?
It's Chris Columbus.
He directed
the first Harry Potter film.
Is his name really Christopher Columbus?
Yeah.
Why did his parents name him Chris Columbus?
Does he go by Chris because he's upset about Christopher? Hold on.
Like, oh, man. I'd be upset at my parents. I'm like, why'd you name me Christopher Columbus?
Sorcerer's Stone.
Like, of all the names, you could have made, you named me like Nick Columbus.
Chris Columbus.
Like Daniel Christopher. Columbus. Don't, like Christopher Columbus. Dude, I bet he got bullied so much in school for that. What's your name? I heard be like, what's your last name? Columbus.
Huh, what's your first name, Chris?
Yeah, it actually is.
Oh, all right.
You know, like the mass murderer and rapist and enslaver? That's my name.
You know, Chris Columbus. Oh, he directed the Chamber of Secrets, too?
Damn.
You know what else he directed,
Matt? What did he direct? The enslavement of an entire native race of people? What?
He directed Pixels.
Really?
Yeah. He directed Pixels.
Christopher Columbus directed Pixels. That's a real, legitimate, valid fact. Just that by itself. Oh, Christopher Columbus directed Pixels.
Oh, he's directed a bunch of bad stuff.
Really? What's he directed? That's bad.
I mean, the thing is, he's known as the Home Alone guy.
He directed Home Alone.
Home Alone 1 and 2.
Okay.
But I'm looking at, like, he also did Miss Doubtfire. I would have never guessed that. He also did Bicentennial Man with Robin Williams.
How did he fall to do Pixels? He's got Harry Potter, Home Alone.
You're going to understand. After Harry Potter, he directed Rent. Then he directed I Love You, Beth Cooper.
I haven't heard that movie title in like 7 years.
Then he directed Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief.
That really is just like a slow climb down a ladder.
And then he directed Pixels. And he has 5 upcoming projects. And one is Hello Ghost. Another one is Homefront. Another one is House of Secrets. Melody, and then The Secret Lives of Road Crews. So it looks like he's...
Homefront?
Well, home space front, not, you know. Unfortunately.
I thought they were like, are they making a movie based on the video game?
I'm surprised we haven't seen a North Korea versus U.S. war movie because...
There is. Red Dawn.
Well, I know Red Dawn, but that's... I don't think that was sparked by... It doesn't feel like it was... Was it sparked by the current political climate?
I think it was because it was big then when it happened, because the original movie was about China or Russia. I don't remember.
I think it was Russia.
I mean, then when they reamped the one with Josh Peck, they made it North Korea.
Yeah, with Josh Peck and Thor.
It's got Thor in it.
And
yeah.
Negan.
I've only seen part of that movie, and I've only seen the part when North Korea invades. And it was a fun scene. I do have to say it was fun.
Were you seeing all, like, they're just dropping down in parachutes going,
yeah. Like, because that's definitely how a modern invasion would happen. They'd be able to get to the mainland and then jump down in parachutes.
Well, we can't shoot them. It's against the rules.
Oh, that's true. That's probably why they took advantage of it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we're rule breakers.
Just wait until the moment they hit the ground.
But, I don't know, just a movie that's a little more serious about it.
Well, actually, Steve Carell was directing and starring in a North Korean movie, like, I think a serious drama. And they scrapped it because it was during... Remember when the interview thing happened and Sony was like,
Yep.
They scrapped the Steve Carell North Korea movie because they were scared, which I think is a very stupid decision because it's like, you can't... I don't think... Just my opinion. I don't think you should show... you should, like, follow their rules when it's just empty threats.
Well, if you're gonna...
For a movie.
If you're gonna release the interview... Release something that also takes the subject matter, I guess, seriously, if that was the Steve Carell version. Like, you know, one thing is kind of like a big old fart joke at Kim Jong-un, and then another one is something else. So I feel like they got the offensive one out of the way, so then that would be okay.
And nothing happened, so.
Yeah.
They didn't throw any bombs.
Yet.
Dude, what if they go to war with us, and literally, like, the only justification is like, oh, you know, we're still pissed about that James Franco movie.
They want to get San Diego... Or San Francisco, probably, because of the military bases we have there. But Seth Rogen's in Los Angeles, so that might be the bigger
That's
target.
That's going to sway Kim Jong-un. You're like, sir, we have perfect plans to hit San Francisco and San Diego at the same time. And he's like, where's Seth Rogen? Los Angeles. Los Angeles! Send both of the missiles to Los Angeles! And that's why he does it. And then you and I die because of that. So thanks, Seth Rogen. I cannot wait until they make, like, a decade, 2 decades from now, until they make, like, an incredible miniseries or movie based on Donald Trump. Then it includes North Korea and all the current, like, political shit. Like, that's going to be good. That's going to be a good-ass movie.
It's going to be great.
That's going to be... I hope that whoever directs it knows what they're doing, and they cast it well, and it has good editing, and they do a good job. Because that has potentially become my favorite movie.
I just don't think you can... have a straightforward, serious tone and cast someone to be Donald Trump.
Because it looks so goofy.
It does. It would. It would be almost impossible to make a serious movie with him in it because he's such
a goofy character.
I'm just going
to
say, I know a lot of people are going to take this the wrong way. I don't give a shit, but he's a larger than life character.
Yeah.
Like, I think of him like a Tommy Wiseau type of person, someone who's in over their head type of thing.
Absolutely.
Who just doesn't get it. Like, they do in a general sense, but overarching, it's just this larger than life person who kind of lives in their own little world.
I think that someone could, they cannot portray him while he's still alive because he's so fresh in everyone's mind that if you see someone acting as him, it's like, it feels so fake. But, you know, like, years after he's dead and people have not forgotten, but people are more, like, away from that by now, a representation of him will be more realistic. Because, like, think about, like, right now. They made that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama movie, and it seemed kind of goofy because he's still such a big figure in the world. So everyone knows what he looks like. And then when you see someone acting as him, it just feels so fake.
Yeah.
But, you know, when someone acts as someone that's died many years ago, it feels way more real because you don't see their face all the time. You know, they're not still alive. It doesn't feel like someone acting as them. You can believe that it's them more in the movie. So I feel like the big movies are going to have to happen after he dies.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because I can also see in another way that, you know, when the Social Network trailer came out, even though it was David Fincher, I was like, that's goofy. That's stupid. A movie about Facebook? Are you kidding me?
I remember.
Then it turned out to be a really fucking great movie.
That movie kicks ass.
Even though it's loosely based on the plot. But still, it's a good, well put together film. And so maybe I would think a movie with Donald Trump would be goofy unintentionally, like I would the Facebook. But if they get the right person, I think it could be done.
It's got to be the right person.
It could be done.
The biggest thing is who plays Donald Trump.
I just think it would be hard for the actor to not do a caricature of Donald Trump a legitimate Donald Trump. I think if you do a caricature, if they make a movie about the whole Donald Trump thing and it's like this black comedy, I would not like that as much as if they took the subject matter super seriously. And gave
I would want it to be like 100% serious, like, yeah, political thriller,
like
drama.
Like holy shit, that happened?
Yeah.
Damn!
Dude, they're going to be making Donald Trump movies long after we die.
They made one with Johnny Depp as Donald Trump. It was like a 45-minute thing or 30-minute
thing. What? When?
It was like on Netflix. It was the movie of The Art of the Deal.
That was Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
College Humor made that, didn't they?
Yeah.
I never saw that. I didn't know Johnny Depp was in that. Oh
yeah,
my
he
God.
Puts on like a rubber face and shit.
Oh, I had no idea that was Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Super Mega Cast. This was episode 73.
Special Snowy
Christmas.
Mega.
Yeah.
We talked about a good bit of Christmas stuff.
We certainly did. We talked a lot about desserts, too.
Yeah.
A lot of good, tasty desserts. But what we want to say to you guys is thank you so much for supporting us up to this point. And we both, from the bottom of our hearts...
You okay?
Nurse! Nurse!
And Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah! Kwanzaa!
You really topped it off there. All right. Happy holidays, everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.